Okay. So, why don't we get started? Why don't you tell me about your week? Did anything unusual happen? Anything positive happen? This isn't really going to work unless you actually talk with me. Yes, I know. I'm a therapist. I'm also not here to point fingers or make you feel bad about yourself. That's not why you're here. I'm here to help you talk things out, to resolve any issues, or try to resolve any issues, specifically without medication, if possible. You'd be surprised what the human mind can do if you really set your mind to it. So, can we talk about what's been bothering you? Okay. How about we talk about the fact that you keep staring at my chest, especially when you don't think I'm looking? Yes. Now you don't have anything smart-ass to say? I should make a note of this. So, is it sex in general that makes you nervous, or is it just me? Am very aware of the fact that I'm a girl. So, is it all women? Is it a particular type of woman? Is it, busty brunette? Okay, all women. Okay, see, now we're getting somewhere. All right, now what is it about women that make you nervous? Yes, I do actually comprehend that I'm a woman and you're talking to me about being nervous about talking to women. I do understand the parallels here. However, this is a non-judgmental environment, okay? And it's all right to feel whatever it is you're feeling. Really, whatever it is, it's okay. Your feelings exist for a reason. They're your emotions, your body, your hormones, your mind trying to tell you something, trying to tell you about things that you need, that you want, that you desire. And yes, you can control your feelings to some extent, but it's more important to listen to them, to understand why you have them, than to just box them up and pretend they don't exist. That doesn't actually work well for anyone, ever. I don't care what George Lucas has to say. It does not work out, okay? So, okay. Let's get back to women, all right? And I don't want to be the one doing all the talking. Show me. Okay. All right. Fine. We'll be a little unconventional. What exactly is it that you want to show me? I see. No, I'm not laughing. Yes, I understand that you think that's below average. Sexual organs come in all shapes and sizes, and to be quite honest, the larger penises that are featured in pornography and on the internet intimidate me quite a bit as a woman. Because it just does. You look, we're not here to talk about my feelings towards something. We're here to talk about your feelings, and I understand that you can feel inadequate, but there are multiple ways to please a woman that have nothing to do with your penis. Completely 100% honest here. Yes. Okay. All right. I get it. You don't believe me. That's fine. So obviously you're familiar with sex toys. Right. Okay. So there are some sex toys that have nothing to do with penetration, and those seem to work just fine. Not to mention that there are some women where penetration is actually painful. Yes, I'm serious. Now, that's also usually related to a medical condition that can be treated. A lot of women, very sadly, believe that, you know, they just aren't meant to enjoy sex because the penetration itself doesn't feel good. That's something that is completely 100% not true and can absolutely be corrected with application of different creams, different medication, different, you know, testosterone levels. All those things have an impact on the female libido and, you know, whether or not penetration can actually be pleasurable. However, that's, I got off on a tangent here. There are ways to please a woman that do not involve penetration. And yes, they exist. And no, I'm not going to demonstrate them for you. You're just going to have to take my word for it. So just take my word for it. Now, what is it about your penis that you think is inadequate? Okay, first of all, it's not small. There are, like I said, you know, most women, when you start penetration, one or two fingers is usually quite enough. And I'm quite sure that your penis is thicker than two of my fingers. I'm also quite sure that it is longer than two of my fingers. Yes, the two long ones. Look, I can't make you feel like everything is okay. It's something that you need to experience and that you need to believe is possible. Women are not going to turn their nose up at you because of the size of your penis. To start with, most dates, you know, if I recall correctly, don't end up with people taking their pants off on the first date. And believe me, there are plenty of ways for you to pleasure a woman that do not involve you taking your pants off. Yes, it's called your fingers and it's called your mouth. Yes, you can use your mouth for something other than talking. Oy. Okay. Look, we don't have... Yes, you are my last appointment for today. There is no reason for you to be ashamed of what you have, of any physical attributes that you have. Should I be ashamed of the fact that I have bigger than average tits or a much bigger than average ass? There are women out there every day that, you know, I see and they are so much thinner than me and so much taller and so much prettier. But I'm comfortable with who I am. I am comfortable in my skin, in my sexuality. And part of that does come with time and with experience, but believe me, there are plenty of ways for a woman to be aroused and satisfied without penetration. Okay, fine, but you're gonna turn around. I am not losing my license to practice, okay? You're going to turn around and face the wall. Yes, the wall. Okay. So, you may have heard of a specific kind of massager. Known as a Hitachi. So it has nothing to do with penetration, and I will not actually be taking off my clothes, because no. But I wanted to demonstrate to you that it is very, very possible for a woman to have an orgasm without penetration. Now, you are facing the wall, right? Actually, just turn around for 1 second. See this? This is called a Hitachi. It usually has two speeds, but you can get the more advanced version that has multiple speeds, and it's also cordless. And yeah, that one's nice too. So anyway, no, face the wall. The wall, please. Or this ends now. Thank you. Oh, I didn't. Okay. So, like I said, two speeds. Usually the low is quite fine. Usually, you warm up a woman first, but in this case, it's not necessary. We're not, going for a foreplay or trying to, develop a deeper emotional connection here. So, you usually I just apply directly to my clit over my clothes. Occasionally I do use penetration with the Hitachi, but it's not necessary. And it is usually always very intense and very quick to orgasm. And oh, so that's usually me. I'm gifted in that way. No, don't turn around. Don't turn around. Face the wall. I'm flushed, and I am definitely out of breath, and that is how my orgasms usually work. Like I said, they're usually pretty fast and intense, and again, that's me every. Every woman is different, and that's something that you need to remember. I think that maybe we'll cut this session short today, and you can come back next week, and we can talk about
your feelings and your incorrect feelings of inadequacy and how we can overcome them together. And so right, next time, yeah, you can still be my last appointment of the day. That's fine this time next week is fine. And I think that it would be a good idea maybe we can go out for a drink afterwards and talk about how it makes you feel, and in a less formal setting. And yes, I do actually find you attractive, and we can discuss this more next week. Don't worry about payment for this time. This one's comped. Okay, so I'll see you next week. Good. Okay. Yeah. It was good.